भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 10। श्रीनंद उवाच अलक्षितोऽस्मिन् रहसि मामकैरपि गोव्रजे कुरुद्विजाति संस्कारम् स्वस्ति वाचनपूर्वकम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। नंद महाराज सेड, माय डियर ग्रेट सेज, इफ यू थिंक दैट यू आर परफॉर्मिंग दिस प्रोसेस ऑफ प्यूरिफिकेशन विल मेक कम्सा सस्पिशियस, देन सीक्रेटली चैंट द वैदिक हिम्स एंड परफॉर्म द प्यूरिफाइंग प्रोसेस ऑफ सेकेंड बर्थ हियर इन द काउ शेड ऑफ माय हाउस विदाउट द नॉलेज ऑफ एनीवन एल्स इवन माय रिलेटिव्स। For this process of purification is essential. Purport. Nanda Maharaj did not like the idea of avoiding the purificatory process. Despite the many obstacles, he wanted to take advantage of Gargamuni's presence and do what was needed. The purificatory process is essential specifically for Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. Therefore, since Nanda Maharaj presented himself as a Vaishya, this process of purification was essential. Formerly, such institutional activities were compulsory. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah. Without these activities of purification, the society would be considered a society of animals. To take advantage of Gargamuni's presence, Nanda Maharaj wanted to perform Namakarana ceremonies, even secretly, without any gorgeous arrangements. Therefore, the opportunity for purification should be regarded as the essential duty of human society. In Kali Yuga, however, people have forgotten the essence. Manda Sumanta Matayo Manda Bhagya Hyubadhritaha. In this age, people are all bad and unfortunate, and they do not accept Vedic instructions to make their life successful. Nanda Maharaj, however, did not want to neglect anything. To keep intact a happy society advanced in spiritual knowledge, he took full advantage of Gargamuni's presence to do what was necessary. How degraded society has become within 5,000 years. Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagyaha. The human life is obtained after many, many millions of births, and it is intended for purification. Previously, a father was eager to give all kinds of help to elevate his children. But at present, because of being misguided, people are prepared even to kill to avoid the responsibility of raising children. Oh. Nanda Maharaj said, my dear great sage, if you think that your performing this process of purification will make Kamsa as suspicious, then secretly chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purifying process of second birth here in the cowshed of my house, without the knowledge of anyone else, even my relatives. For this purification, process of purification is essential. In the purport, Prabhupada writes, interesting statement. The human life is obtained after many, many millions of births, and it is intended for purification. Previously, a father was eager to give all kinds of help to elevate his children, But at present, because of being misguided, people are prepared even to kill to avoid the responsibility of raising children. Seek blessings of devotees to say something for my purification. Recently, I went for one such ceremony in South India, where they were performing some Upanayana ceremony. So it brought few thoughts in my mind, and the verse happened to be on samskaras. Here Nanda Maharaj is saying that please do this purificatory ceremony even without the knowledge of anyone else. So that means he took it so seriously that this ceremony has to be performed. Prabhupada writes in one place, in India, people lavishly spend money for three things: for birth ceremony, and for marriage ceremony, and for death ceremony. They lavishly spend money for these purposes. And if we happen to visit such ceremonies, of course outside devotee communities, most of the ceremonies are performed not knowing the importance of that ceremony. Rather, it is performed because of the social custom and social pressure. This has to be performed. Very often, it's also becomes like a platform for which they want to show their opulences or their status in the society. So that's how at this present time, whatever samskaras are happening is boils down to. At least, as we often hear from senior devotees, that the culture, or even if it is meant for to show off or impressing others, because the samskaras involves some Vedic processes, at least some holy name would be chanted. So this culture is like a net. Even the spirit, even though the spirit is gone, spirit is like a tall building. When the spirit is no more there, when the tall building is collapses, the person has to falls off the building. But the net is like a culture. Now they don't go further down into sinful activities. So it's a contrast of how much seriousness Nanda Maharaj took to this process of samskara and the present day understanding of samskaras. Most of the population in the world doesn't even know, or doesn't even have information. And even if the information, they don't have any care for this. And even if they care for this, it's only for as a ritualistic way of as a social function. But on the contrast here, Nanda Maharaj is taking this process of purification is so important that he's saying that without the knowledge of anyone else, even my relatives, please perform this process of purification. So I just thought of contrast of seeing a recent ceremony. That means that the process of purification is very important. And at the same time, if we analyze what is the need for this purification, the word purification is not a word which can be used for, you know, to show our prestige or pride. Because purification means something is dirt. You know, we are purifying, removing the dirt. But very often, what is called purification is taken as perfection. And that is what leads to pride. The human body is basically born from the combination of a lower secretion of male and female. So from its birth onwards, it is basically dirt. And it is, even medically, materially also, a person cannot even go near immediately after the birth is taken place. No. Purification takes place. No. And even the newborn child, sometimes the mother and father may love, for them the child is the most attractive. But the newborn child is sometimes very scary, you know, to see. You know, the skin is kind of very soft and, you know, very kind of different, pale skin, sometimes very, very afraid to see a new, very newborn child. It has to grow for some time, then you can see the smiling face. So, because of such nature, materially also purification is happening. What to speak of spiritually? So the Vedic scriptures recommends that the spirit soul, which is so pure, is entrapped in the body which is completely opposite, impure. So that to from that gross level to the subtlemost level, to reach back to the original position, what the process is, that of purification. Materially there is purification, spiritually there is purification in all levels. It is grouped as nitya naimittika karmas. There are karmas which are performed every day, and the activities performed in certain occasions. All are based on how we can lead a pure life, so-called pure life in material situation, as well as how we can achieve the real pure life in spiritual situation. So in this way, purification takes place in both these levels, materially and spiritually. And the Lord is also expecting that. The Supreme Lord is Himself offered such purificatory process because He wants us to be like Him. We heard from Gopi Parinandana Prabhu, he made an interesting philosophical point that Krishna is not a selfish God. Generally, when a person has something special, he doesn't want to share with anybody else. He wants to hold it for himself. But Krishna is not such a selfish person. Actually, he shares not just his possession or his wealth, but he actually shares his own personality. With the material world, he shares his quality of eternality. The matter is also eternal, you know. The material world is also eternal, though its manifestation is different than Krishna's manifestation, but he shares the quality of eternality. And with the living entities, in the conditioned state, in the constitutional state, he shares all his qualities, such as eternality, consciousness, as well as bliss. We are also Sachidananda, Krishna is also Sachidananda. He shares the same qualities. Of course, quantitatively it is different. We cannot hold as much as what Krishna can have. But he shares the same quality. So Krishna also expects that we should come back to his status, his position of this quality. But in the conditioned level of our existence, we are able to exhibit a quality of Sat, eternality. You know, sometimes we say that people sometimes chastise the parents, you know, you just exist, you know, you don't do anything, you know. So we live and exist, but even the existence also, you know, we forget our previous existence, you know. And what do you speak of consciousness and bliss? You know, our consciousness is fully covered with material energy. It's just like various levels, dirt covered by the mirror covered by the dirt, and animals and consciousness covered, so that of trees and animals, and the child covered by the embryo. Different levels of consciousness is covered. And of course, no need to speak about the aspect of happiness or bliss. So, in the constitutional state, we are not able to exhibit these such qualities which Krishna has offered us to share in common with Him. So, this is the mercy of Krishna, that He wants us to exhibit such qualities of Him. That is our real position. If you want to be really happy, that is a real position. And Krishna also wants us to be in that situation so that He can reciprocate with us, and He Himself can also experience such rasas of a relationship between a pure living entity and the Lord himself. So if it is known, then this purificatory process is an essential activity which gradually leads us towards to that situation that we are achieving an equal or similar situation like that of the Supreme Lord. So this purificatory process is not a option that because we have been born in certain communities that has to be done, or because we happen to be in the age where society is performing, so we should also perform. But rather, this is essential, crucial. Rather, it is actually the purpose of human life, you know. Purpose of human life is purification. So Srila Prabhupada is now and often is emphatically saying that this purificatory process is not an option. This has to be performed. And because of irresponsibility and misguided nature, people don't understand the importance of that. In the Vedic system of life, every activity is performed. On the basis of those activities is that the performer is getting purified, and people who are participating in that vocation is also getting purified. If any ceremony we take, in that involves an austerity, charity, any birth ceremony, Krishna immediately gives charity to the brahmanas. Giving charity means there is austerity. There's kind of some pain involved, isn't it? I'm giving our, of course, they did the happiness. There is some kind of, when you give something to others, that creates some kind of a satisfaction in the heart. That is the nature of a human existence. You know. The child, you know, naturally, when the child has so many things, the child wants to give something to the parents or somebody else. The child feels nourished. You know, our whole existence is that we want reciprocation. So when you grow up, then the selfish interests become more and more. It becomes covered up and people become very miserable. But in the Vedic system, every life, stage of life is either you voluntarily become selfless or the process itself makes you selfless. That's why people are afraid to perform some ceremonies. You know, marriage ceremony means big money, you know. Call a brahmana and, you know, give charity, you know, you have to give donations. And so people are afraid, maybe we'll keep it shortcut, go to registered office and get married, you know, 100 rupees or something for filling the form. But Vedic ceremony means there is purification and there is selflessness involved. So at the same time, this purificatory process is not somebody, if at all they have money and they have to perform the purificatory process, they become very pride and arrogance. I did, you know, how much money I spent for this. Even for spiritual activities like big Bhagavad Sapta, they may arrange, you know. The Bhagavad Mahatmya explained there are three various ways service to Bhagavatam can be done, you know. In mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance, you know. That Bhagavatam which is recited only with the purpose of pleasing the Lord, that which is recited by a person who has eagerness and taste in following the Bhagavatam, and that which is recited in the assembly where the audience are eager to hear, that Bhagavatam recitation program is in the mode of goodness or pure goodness. But even the same spiritual activities, maybe a Bhagavatam recitation, but if it is performed with a gorgeous arrangement and with pomp and festival and with lot of, you know, music and other things added, with the spirit that we are doing for, you know, to show off, then that Bhagavatam recitation is in the mode of passion. And ignorance means just for the purpose of, you know, getting some remuneration and for no eagerness to hear and chant, but for some material purposes. That is considered even more lower. So, and why even though this is a purificatory process, without knowing the essence of purification, what is the essence of purification is that the attitude of humility, I am so impure and I am contaminated because of my sin, so I want to get purified and offer myself fit so that I can serve the Lord. So if that spirit is there, then that brings forth an attitude of humility, an attitude of unworthiness, an attitude of gratitude to the Supreme Lord, and that pleases the heart. But if you see in as the Kali Yuga progresses, for example, Brahmanas means one who as the leader of the society. But even a person can be a Brahmana, but even being a position of a Brahmana is also is a process of purification, because the four Varnas and Ashramas are nothing but for purification. So sometimes it leads us to think that this purification is perfection. I am a Brahman, so I am the master and everybody should bow down to me. But actually it is a process of purification. Being a Brahmana means what? You are not yet in your constitutional position. Because if you are in constitutional position, you are neither of these four Varnas and Ashramas. One is Gopi, Bharatur, Padakamali, or Dasa, 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 Anudasa. So, if the spirit is not given, spirit is not there, I want to be purified, then that can also lead us that the purification could be misunderstood as perfection. That's what an obstacle in the path of devotional service. You know. Prabhupada talks about the grossest level to subtlest level. The contrast is that Prabhupada writes in the purport, but at present, because of being misguided, people are prepared to even to kill to avoid the responsibility of raising children. This is one extreme for not even caring for the children's existence. Another extreme, supremely cultured, evolved personality such as Nanda Maharaj. Oh my dear Gargamani, without the knowledge of anyone else, even my relatives, for this process of purification is essential. Please perform this. So here the concern and care what the highly evolved, the supremely perfected personality is doing, that love and care for the child, not for remuneration, not for show off, not for any other motivation, with any other motives, but just for the importance of doing this ceremony, born out of love and affection. On the contrast, that people in this age, because of being misguided, you know, Prabhupada using this word, it is noted by one senior devotee, and this particular word, misguided, because of being misguided, it's not that people are, most of the 90% of the population are innocent even now, but because of misguided. I remember when we were growing up, we wanted to watch cricket match, you know, which is very, it's an addiction, you know. One Prabhupada disciple mentioned that the British conquered India or captured India, purchased India with two things, coffee and cricket. Makes sense. Of course, the media's later. So, we are very addicted to watching cricket match. But the obstacle is the parents. You know, because they are the previous generation, they are not interested in that. And they feel that you are wasting your time from morning till evening. So, and there's a big obstacle, how to convince. So, there was one of my neighbor, he is a little respected person. He's working in a government office. So, he told my mother, you see, if you want your son to be proficient in English, you should allow him to watch cricket match. Because, you know, he will watch cricket match and hear a lot of commentaries and things like that, and, you know, he will become more proficient in English. And my mother is simple. She said, okay, well, then you can watch cricket match. So just a simple example that it's not that the people are, at the same time, if you tell the people that, you know, if your child goes to the temple, you know, there are many educated boys are there and they're very cultured. So he will be materially also be educated, you know, he will be helped in his studies. At the same time, he will be culturally benefited. Then the people, okay, go to temple. It's not that they are all demons, but because of misguided, you know, to whom we associate with, you know. So, and to what extent people are prepared even to kill to avoid the responsibility of raising children, you know. So, that is because of misguidedness. We get the contrast in the present pastime itself, you know. The contrast of Putana. Putana is a woman who's supposed to be a mother, but can you imagine, because of that insensitivity and that enmity, enviousness, selfishness, that she thought the newborn babies are nothing but her breakfast. She is convinced that newborn child is my breakfast. So, on the other hand, Mother Yashoda, you know. So both extremes, that, you know, how they're looking the children's. So externally, Putana also dressed up, came like a, you know, beautiful looking, like she looking like a mother, you know. But the contrast again, you know, ready to kill even the child for the selfish purpose, and here the mother Yashoda ready to sacrifice everything for the child, you know, at the risk of they are being attacked by Kamsa, you know. But when we look at this point of view, when you look at from Lord's point of view, this is one point of view from looking from the our point of view, the living entities. But from when you look at the Lord's point of view, that how much he is eager and how much he is giving so much opportunity for us to, you know, perfect our life. Every time we slip, we fall. But Krishna, at every opportunity, every situation of life, he keeps giving us opportunity for perfection. Krishna gave the position of a mother to Putana. Even though it is a contrast from their point of view, Yashoda's point of view, she is a loving mother, supreme mother, and Putana is a witch. From their point of view, it's a contrast we can understand. But from Krishna's point of view, the gap was very less. So, Krishna gave the opportunity for Mother Putana also. Krishna purified her. So, Krishna, instead of, probably Krishna understood that she is never going to perform any purificatory process herself, so I had to purify myself. So, Krishna personally purified her and he gave the position of mother for her. You know. And for us, we may be wondering why Krishna is not purifying us. You know. But even though we are in the process of purification, we are falling at every, if not every minute, now and then, Krishna is so merciful, he never take or never deprive us from the opportunity of getting purified. To the extent, you know, Krishna himself saying, Apichet Sudharacharo Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhag Sadhureva Samantavyo Samyak Vivasito Hisaha. That even a person performs the most abominable activities, even at that time, Krishna is like a is something like a henpecked husband for a wife or a loving mother for the spoiled kid. Is of that nature. So he is saying that apiche sudharacharo, even at that time also I give them the opportunity for getting purified, you know. So it is very interesting to see this particular verse apiche sudharacharo, where Krishna is saying that even if my devotee performs the most abominable activity and becomes sinful and highly contaminated, sadhu reva samantavya, he has to be accepted as a sadhu. Why? Because he is properly executing the process of purification. He is performing the devotional service. That is the supreme most purification. Somebody may be righteous and moral, but if he is not devotional, then that purification is as good as just washing the cloth but not taking bath. But a person may be because of the bad association or because of the overpowering nature, the illusory nature, might have sometime falls off from his pure platform. But if that person is in touch with the supreme most pure, the supreme Lord Krishna, is taking his case and is announcing to the whole world that he has to be considered as a saintly person. So Krishna never deprive us at any given situation not to get purified. And that is a merciful nature of Krishna. Now and then he gave scriptures, he gave various processes, and these processes keep changing according to time, place, circumstances, various stages, different processes. But in all situations, there is a chance for purification. So somebody, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes in this place, somebody may question, asking Krishna, Krishna, that you are saying that you should consider such a person as sadhu, but he is performing all such kind of activities. So we will consider him as sadhu because you are telling, but we'll consider him as sadhu for what he is doing, for what he is good for. He is chanting Hare Krishna or coming to temple. For that he is sadhu. But for other things, what he is doing, we'll call him as a demon for though other activities of him. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, the anticipating this question, Krishna is saying in the verse, sadhu reva sammantavya. You know, the word mantavya, the suffix tavya is added. That means that it must be performed. It is not a question of option. It is injunction, it's a vidhi that you have to consider. Maybe you consider, no, mantavya. You know, like kartavya in even the common language, when you put the tavya, it means there's no option. Kartavya, you know. So mantavya, that consideration, you know, one should consider, but mantavya, it is no option given there. Krishna is emphatic. And somebody asked Krishna, again another question asked Krishna, Krishna, that's okay, but you see he is doing devotional service, but he is contaminated by other impurities. So why you are accepting devotional service from him? You know, he is offering to you, bogus to you, or doing anything, any other service to you. So he's contaminated. So why you are offering, why you accepting this offering? For that, Krishna is saying that the next verse he says, Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma, that he immediately becomes righteous. He quickly becomes righteous. How? Because when a person performs, when a person is in that impure state, he remembers Krishna, number one. And number two, he sincerely repents in his heart. I am such a fallen person. I made the community of devotees in disgrace. And he repents. And that heart of repentance and remembrance of Krishna purifies. So Krishna is taking his case on his side and is saying that he becomes purified. So you should accept him as a sadhu. But then Krishna was asked by the others, those who are moralists, Krishna, that may be okay, but do you know what kind of activities he is performed? Such activities which is highly immoral and highly sinful, and you are taking his, you are supporting him. So Krishna becomes a little angry at this time. He says, he tells that Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashadi. Krishna, at one point of time, he doesn't even give logic. Logic will go work only till the time we aware that, you are different and other person different. But logic fails when you consider when the difference becomes less and less and less. So Krishna, something like if you tell the mother logically, tell that how your son is a criminal, it will not work. The logic doesn't work there. Because of affection, they cannot see any fault in their kid. Similarly, Krishna is so much affectionate, he just stops the whole argument and says that Arjuna, go and declare in the whole world, in front of all logician and all moralist, that Name Bhakta Pranashadi, even if my devotee dies, that he will not perish. So, and in the commentary, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes that Krishna is afraid, but because if he himself tells, people may not take him seriously. The difference between Lord Ram and Krishna is this, you know, Ramo Dvirna Abhibhashate. He doesn't speak a second word contradictory to his first word. You know, I'm going to forest means I'm going to forest. Nobody can convince him. But Krishna, every second word he speaks, you know, it's a questionable, you know. So, and of course, Ram is known for his one wife. Krishna is, you know, 16,000 and plus. And Ram is known for, you know, if he keeps an arrow on his bow, the target is finished. You know, there is no other option. Krishna sometimes even runs from the battlefield also. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that, you know, if you say that, you know, I am telling these people may not believe, you know, I break my promise now and then. But you go and tell, my devotees are known for their characters. So you go and tell them that this is my word that my devotee will never perish. So Krishna had taken that much side of his own devotees. And every moment, at any stage of our life, he never says no for further purification and perfection. In Krishna's mood, his devotees becomes even more merciful. They go even beyond Krishna's mercy. In Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, those which considered as end of one's material and spiritual career, such kind of activities devotees many times perform. But Prabhupada would give radical solutions. One devotee came and I was so upset and so bad and felt so bad. Prabhupada, I think I can't make out anymore, so I'm going. So, and all other devotees thought that, you know, he performed such a, you know, heinous activities, you know, highly contaminated his life. So I think Prabhupada is going to heavily chastise him and he is going to, you know, make him to do something, heavy punishment. So Prabhupada told him that, so what I suggest to you is that you become temple president of this temple. So the point made was that contamination is there in our life, but the solution is more devotion service. That is the only solution. Contamination there is no solution that we stop devotional service and become very repentful and become frustrated. You know, frustration, repentance is useful only if it is accompanied with the positive engagement. So, Prabhupada made him, and it worked. Because of his high responsibility and high engagement, he forgot about his you know, other attraction and become more entangled in devotional services. So, so Krishna, in that way, never allows us to be that feel that there is no other hope. Contrast of other so-called religions, you know, there is only two choice. You are all sleeping in the graveyard, and one particular day, on the day of judgment, all of you are woken up from your graveyard as if all the bones and skeletons will come up, and God will tell two sides, and you go to this side, go to heaven, another goes to hell. So there is no other choice. But devotional service is actually choice after choice after choice. But at the same time, it is not whimsical choice. There is, if it is only choice after choice, then it becomes shameless. If it is only punishment, it will become guilty and become frustrated. But it is a combination of both, you know. But always the part of reward is higher than the side of punishment. Putana got punishment of, you know, at the time of her death, she was having the pain of Krishna sucking her life. The punishment was there. But the reward is, you know, nobody can even imagine, out of this world, literally. So, that is Krishna's way of dealing with the devotees. You know. Because if it is only reward, then people become shameless. That's the Prabhupada writes in the purport. If it is an accidental contamination, that can be considered. But if somebody is taking that opportunity and exploiting, then it, and even that time also Krishna is saying he is not a high devotee. You know. So that is a mercy of the Lord. So from the Lord's point of view, we can understand that how eager, how much he is awaiting that we will take to this purificatory process, the highest purificatory process, devotional service, and eager to get us back to him being purified. Because Devo Devena Bhajayet, unless you are a Deva, you can't worship a Deva. Unless you are a fire, you can't get into fire. So unless we achieve the same nature of Krishna, we can actually serve Krishna. So from this extreme level of impurity, we have to come to the level of Sachidananda. So Krishna is giving us all opportunity and all, so much eager Krishna is. On the other hand, from our point of view, that even though we are so contaminated, we may feel frustrated that we are slipping down at every stage, but there is no need of remorse. That we should understand the importance of this purification, the crucial importance of this purificatory processes, and we should strive our best to make all effort and accept and allow ourselves to be get purified, even at the cost of our selfish agendas are getting disturbed sometime, or our sense gratification is hampered at sometimes. I'll conclude with a small example of how this purification takes place if we have this attitude of knowing the importance. In an example of, we had recently Ram Navami celebration, and Vibhishana came to surrender to Lord Ram, and he was standing on the sky, and Ram, as we heard yesterday's class, is ideal king. Brahmachari class we heard that Ram doesn't take decisions on his own. He takes the opinion of his counselors or those who are other ministers. So Ram asks other ministers, and they all give their opinion that Vibhishan, most of them, 99% of the ministers, they said that Vibhishana should not be accepted because he's coming from the contaminated party. Ravana is the most contaminated person. He's his own brother. How much contamination he has, he cannot be accepted. So, based on his contamination, he's rejected. And Hanumanji saw one trace of, one particular quality of Vibhishan, that he is a righteous person. He has good qualities. Some good thing he saw. So Hanumanji supported Vibhishan, quoting his good qualities. Now, Lord Ram, to make it short, he took both parties' opinion and he gave his opinion. In opinions like positive and negative, you have a choice, only take either positive or negative. But Ram took a third option, because he's Ram, he could do that. He took a third option. He said, all you Vanaras, such as Sugriva and others, you are all telling that he is highly contaminated person. Even though the Vanaras themselves were once upon a time like that situation. Like Sugriva, he said that he is coming from Ravana's own brother. He is coming to us because he wants a kingdom of Lanka. So Sugriva himself had one brother. He had a difficulty with him, and he himself wanted to get his kingdom back. But he is saying that Ravana is coming for this purpose. So Ram took all their opinions. So he gave his opinion. He said, Hanumanji, you are telling he is a good person, I should accept him. You other wanderers such as Sugriva and others, you are saying he is a bad person, contaminated person, I should reject him. But I say that I am going to accept him not because he is too much contaminated that I should reject him, or I am accepting him because he has some good qualities. So he did not either accept Hanumanji's opinion, nor he accepted other Vanara's opinion. He said, whether he is contaminated or pure, I don't care. Anayena Harishreshta Dattam Asya Abhayam Maya. He is saying, Anayena Harishreshta, the best of the monkeys, was Sugriva. Dattam Asya Abhayam Maya. By me, Dattam means I already given. It's not a question of, in this one place, Ram is calling a counseling after having decided what he wants to do. He already know Vibhishan is delivered. One place. So, because that he is showing his merciful nature here, he said, I already given my mercy to him, that is out of chance that there no question whether to accept him or not accept him. But Ram wanted to know the feelings of others, just to, you know, as ideal king, just establishing an example. So Ram is saying that I already given my abhaya. What to speak of Ravana? Sugriva Ravana, Sugriva Vibhishanova Yadiva Ravana Swayam. Oh Sugriva, whether it is Vibhishan, what to speak of Vibhishan? If Ravana comes right now himself, I am ready to give abhaya to him. Why? For that one reason. Sakruteva Prapannaya. I am yours, my Lord. So that primary qualities Lord sees. So Lord is all the time giving us opportunity to get purified. And from the point of sadhaka point of view, Vibhishana, he is, in spite of all his obstacles, all his allurements, he is ready to undergo that purification. It's painful being doubted by his own brother, kicked out by his own brother, and even insulted by the, you know, brother's own son. It's very painful. And insecurity, you know, also, whether who knows Ram will win or not. You know. So much risk he took, and Lord is merciful. This two combination becomes very easy. That's a devotional service, very easy for this reason. If you have proper attitude, for Lord there is no need of proper attitude to develop. He already has the attitude. But for us, we have to develop the attitude. The more our attitude is that of a shelter and purification, the desire for purification, the process becomes faster. So what the result? And Vibhishana, just because he wanted to serve Ram and Sita, he wanted to surrender, he wanted to accept purification, he elevated to the highest position of being the servant of Lord Ram. As a byproduct, he also got Swarna Lanka. And Ravana, on the other hand, he wanted to enjoy Sita and wanted to kill Ram. He lost his, not what to speak of, he could not even, either he could got Sita, nor he could even keep his own property, Swarna Lanka. And he also lost his own life. Shurpanaka wanted to enjoy Ram and kill Sita. She also lost her nose and her position. But Vibhishan, he just wanted to serve Ram and Sita. And as a byproduct, he got Lanka also. So, the combination of the attitude of the sadhaka and the Lord, it culminates in all auspiciousness, both spiritually as well as materially. So, being misguided people, Prabhupada writes, are prepared even to kill to avoid responsibility of raising children. To this contrast situation, to the mood of Nanda Maharaj, that without even known to my relatives, I want to perform this process, purificatory process for my son. That is a love of a supreme, pure living entity towards Supreme Lord. So, we can also give an opportunity to achieve this perfection. Even though we are coming from more or less of that background of Prabhupada's giving the contrast, people are ready to even do abhorrent activities for their own selfish agenda. But the mercy of the great Acharya such as Prabhupada and the whole Guru Parampara, finally to the Supreme Lord, we are given this opportunity in human form of life to purify and achieve perfection. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments, corrections, Gopinath to other devotees? I think we are beyond time. We'll stop. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.